State Senator Lola Smallwood Cuevas of Los Angeles chairs the Senate Labor, Public Employment, and Retirement Committee and is author of SB 1446. She says her bill would give retail workers an extra level of protection on the job.
As self-checkout has become more commonplace, lone workers have become easy targets for theft and violence as they are forced to stock, merchandise, operate, check out stations, and cater to customers while all trying to monitor their stores for retail theft.
The bill also seeks to preserve retail jobs. Senator Smallwood Cuevas said SB 1446 would deter theft and protect workers through a number of provisions.
By ensuring that one, a full-service cashier lane be open before allowing a self-checkout machine to open. Staffing ratios are set at one employee per two checkout machines. And stores are required to create workplace violence prevention plans to determine if self-checkout machines are considered hazards at their stores.
Critics of the bill say it fails to take individual businesses' unique circumstances and needs into consideration and opts for a blanket solution. Margaret Gladstein spoke against the measure at a recent committee hearing on behalf of the California Retailers Association.
Rather than allowing individual companies to make decisions that are better for employees, customers, and their business overall, SB 1466 implements a statutory one-size-fits-all limitation on self-checkout technologies.
Gladstein also said the requirement that businesses conduct an analysis of each new technology adds an unnecessary extra level of red tape. But grocery and retail workers say employers too often implement technologies they see as labor cost savers without considering the consequences. Megan Stanza is a former grocery worker, now working with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union Local 5.
As a lone frontline checker, we are also responsible for watching for shoplifters dealing with disruptive individuals. Issues with self-checkout machines and understaffing increase customer irritation and put myself and my coworkers at risk of verbal and physical assault by frustrated customers. We are told to also use checkout stands to help bring up customers if the lines get too long, leaving self-checkout unattended.
The bill is now in the Senate Appropriations Committee for analysis. If it passes, it would head to the Senate floor for a vote. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.